Welcome to the Gigabyte Podcast. I'm Mayor Tracy Markley, and I'm so excited to share my conversations with community members and local business owners. So grab a bite and let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Thanks to all of you watching on YouTube and those tuning in from anywhere podcasts are available. Today, I'm welcoming Gig Harbor Chamber President Miriam Batson to discuss what the Chamber is up to, some partnership opportunities, and a special announcement. Welcome, Miriam.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. So tell me a little bit about yourself and how long you've served as the president of the Chamber.
Thank you. So I have been with the Chamber since 2018. Prior to that, I've been a resident of the Gig Harbor community since 1990. So I kind of feel like a lifer.
Yeah.
You get those kind of questions periodically. It's been pretty fun. My background is actually in business development and marketing. Mm-hmm. And so what's fun about this position, when I came into it at the end of 2021, is that I get to do that and help all of our businesses in the community grow and expand and really showcase themselves. So I get kick out of doing that kind of stuff. Whether it's brainstorming with businesses, super love that. Had a call earlier this week. There was a gentleman looking for space to come in with a restaurant. And so we were starting to kick around, okay, here's some spots and here are some people that you can talk to. Nice. So it's fun being that connector that can help the businesses really connect with the resources and the individuals that are going to help them get to the next level.
That's amazing. It's so important to have those connections. And I can imagine how fun it must be for you to do that.
Yeah, because I mean, you've experienced stuff like that at the city too, where you're able to, it's like, I don't have the answer, but I know who does.
Yes. And it's very rewarding to be able to do that and send them to the right person and make that connection happen. And then they're set up.
Yeah.
And then they become a phenomenal member of the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It's so super rewarding.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The entire team loves doing that too, by the way. It's not just me.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the team at the Chamber.
So the team, we have a phenomenal marketing communications person who is super creative, loves doing video and creative marketing initiatives. She helped us sell out for our awards gala, which we'll talk about after a little bit, but that was fantastic. And then we have our membership development person who just has such a passion for the community and I am constantly hearing that people in the community love these two.
Yeah.
So Randy Ganong is the membership development person and
Jennifer. She's great.
And Jessica Combs is our marketing communications person. So, and then we have a contract employee that is also doing sales for us. So
great.
That's been a lot of fun.
Great. So it's always a pleasure working with the Chamber and with all of your team. We have a lot of fun, just so the community knows. we're not bored. The city and the Chamber are not boring. We have a lot of fun. So what is your vision for our businesses and what are you most passionate about? But you kind of already answered a little bit.
Yeah. So the vision for the business is to really help see them succeed. And there's a number of different ways that we're doing that. Some of the things behind the scenes that we do is we advocate on behalf of the business community. Mm-hmm. So when there are certain things, and we won't go into short-term rentals.
That's too soon.
That's too soon. But there are things that, you know, we see that there's an economic impact that some of these decisions are going to make.
Yeah.
And so we weigh in, whether it's down in Olympia, or if it's with associations we work with that do lobbying in Olympia, we work with them to say, hey, here's what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And here are some of the trends. And this would be helpful if they were to pass this kind of legislation. So it's been, you know, that kind of stuff has been fun to work on. It's not that visible type of thing, but we do want to be able to help businesses kind of clear the way if they're running into some issues that they just can't solve on their own.
Yeah.
So we might have them talk with folks at the city to specifically walk them through key factors. Because I think we've all experienced some of the delays that can happen if they don't understand the full process of building out a facility in Gig Harbor. So, so having some of those conversations in advance is very, very helpful for the businesses.
So and we desire to do the same thing. And so it's wonderful to have a great partnership with the chamber where you're telling them, hey, go talk to this person at the city, they'll have an answer. And then we're saying, hey, go to the chamber and they're going to help you with this. And so it gets them the best possible service that we can provide.
Right.
On both of our, both sides.
Because at the end of the day, you know, we're both wanting to see businesses succeed.
Yes.
And really lean into their passion.
Yes.
You know, and I think later you're going to interview a gal who's, who has a really fun shop downtown, mm-hmm. and you're going to see that passion that comes out. And that's what we really want to see.
Yeah.
Within all of our business community, you know, with the entire community. So,
yeah. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the city's partnership with the chamber, especially around our new visitors guide that's going to come out soon.
Yes. We're putting the finishing touches on it. So this year, super excited about having the Profile magazine and the visitor guide combined. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a visitor guide and relocation guide all in one. And we're so excited to partner. So everyone we've been talking with is like, it's about time.
I know.
So it's kind of rewarding, don't you think?
Yes,
to finally get to this point where we can do that and have it, you know, done in a way that is really showcasing our community.
Yeah, and every part of our community from multiple sides, multiple facets, and anything from dining to lodging to what businesses you can find services at. I mean, just everything. And then we're gonna have some amazing maps in there that are going to be so informative for people to find their way around town, find their way to our parks where there's waterfront access, where there's just viewing access, great photo opportunity spots. I'm so excited to see how it turns out, and then also increase distribution as well.
Yes. Yeah. So on that note, the city is going to be helping us get these magazines out on the ferries and at SeaTac. So it's going to have a much wider reach for distribution, which is great. And it's fun being one of the chamber office on Judson Street is actually one of two visitor centers. Official visitor centers, I should say, in Gig Harbor. There are a number of kiosks in the area. And we love having people come in because we get to know who's visiting our community and some of the interests that they have when they come in. So as a result, I think this next year we're going to see increased rack cards that are specific for people's interests.
Yep.
So we've been creating our own board of here's some things to look at. So we'll be having more conversations throughout the year.
That's for so some of great. These other things. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
I really am. It's about time. The community's been, I think, expecting and waiting for this for a while. So
yeah, and you guys, the city, all of the people we've been visiting with, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are in any of the organizations, there's some really good ideas that have come forward.
Yeah.
In terms of, hey, what about this? Yeah. And so it's like, sure, why not? You know, can you think of a reason why not?
Yeah.
And does it keep with the mission of really putting a spotlight on Gig Harbor, helping our businesses thrive? Mm-hmm. Does that keep in alignment with it?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, then go for it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
I'm loving the teamwork and collaboration. It's really good.
And city staff has been so easy for us to work with. So
I'm
thank you
glad.
For that.
We have a pretty phenomenal staff, if I do say so myself.
They do.
they're amazing. So as I mentioned earlier, you have a special announcement for our listeners and the event that you held last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so last weekend we held our annual awards gala, and it was super fun. It was a derby-themed event, and so everybody in their big floppy hats. And it was a lot of fun. And so I just wanted to share with you some of the nominees for the different awards and the winners. So that part, because it was so difficult. We get nominees from different chamber members, community members, and we put it all in together. There's a nomination committee made up of past winners mm-hmm. that goes through and reviews all of these nominations, and then they come up with the top three. Whittling, okay. I tell you what, whittling it down to the top three
that was
not easy. Yeah, it was not easy. So you'll see in this, there were a couple of ties because they could not.
they couldn't decide because in
a couple of instances, there were two that were just ideal.
Mm.
And you just, it to pick one over the other was just way too difficult. Mm-hmm. So they said, is it okay if we have a tie? And it's like, yes, you can have a tie.
That's amazing.
So we went in that direction rather than, Lord knows I didn't want to pick the final
yeah,
one
because yeah.
I couldn't do it either because they both. Anyway, so on the emerging business of the year, just want to give you an idea. These are small businesses that have been in business for less than 3 years and they demonstrate entrepreneurial potential and everything necessary to have long-term success. So I think it's no surprise that Kettlefish
mm.
was one of the nominees
mm-hmm.
Because of their fantastic array of food down there. Just a really fun addition to downtown where they have all kinds of seafood. I know Dave Montoy had put so much blood, sweat, and tears into that, mm-hmm. and it was really a big deal. And so in Gear Media, in which we have, which we're filming today, Nate Graves and his entire, I'm going to read a quote because this is,
sure.
this came in from one of them. Nate Graves and the entire energetic crew at IGM have contributed in so many positive ways in our community since IGM's founding 3 years ago. Young, energetic, hearts of gold when it comes to serving the community.
Mm, I love that.
Yeah.
And I would agree with that entire quote.
Yeah. So it's like, so you can see where we're going. This,
yeah.
this is pretty hard. And then there is a local family-owned business called Gig Harbor Pressure Washing. And they go in and they will talk with the people who they're going to do a project with. Get to know what it is that they want done, and then they'll create the scope and they'll do the whole thing.
Nice.
So it was just really fun family-owned business. So the winner, this is where we had a tie.
Because
okay. you can kind of see where we're going
yeah.
here, right?
Yeah.
So the tie goes to Kettlefish and In Gear Media.
Awesome.
So
congratulations to you both.
I know. So that was pretty fun. So lots of people just lost their minds over that. At the event. So it was
so
really fun. So the next one is Nonprofit of the Year. This, again, it's so challenging because the nonprofits in our community are phenomenal, aren't they?
They are. They really are.
Oh, man. So the top three, Gig Harbor Now, Food Backpack for Kids, and Gig Harbor Peninsula Fish Food Bank.
Amazing. All three.
Right?
How do you even pick?
I know. So that one was a tough one because they all do so much good in the community. And the winner this year was Food Backpack for Kids.
Oh, amazing.
So
amazing.
Congratulations to you. The chair's choice. So this is kind of fun. This is the chairman of our board. Selects a business or organization, can be an individual, that they want to give as their Chair's Choice
nice.
Award. This year, it went to St. Anthony's Hospital.
Oh,
they have done so much for the community throughout COVID and the triple pandemic and all that craziness that has happened. So it's nobody more deserving than them for that.
Congratulations, St. Anthony's.
Yeah.
Thank you for serving our community so well.
It's been fantastic. So Ambassador of the Year. So within the chamber, there are ambassadors, and what they do is they come alongside some of the new businesses as mm-hmm. well as existing businesses that are in our membership, and they help them get connected with additional resources and kind of an extension of what staff does, mm-hmm. but from a fellow member perspective.
Nice.
So it's actually pretty cool. So this year we had Sunday March with Chicago Title, Vicki Howell with Mary Kay, and Patrick Smith with Edward Jones as the top three. And this year it went to Vicki Howell.
Ah, congratulations, Vicki.
Yeah, so that's pretty fun.
That's really fun.
The next one, in the past we've had Business Person and Business of the Year, so mm-hmm. we separated it this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Business Person of the Year. And it's a professional who has demonstrated an outstanding commitment to the Gig Harbor Peninsula community. And so they've been recognized for their outstanding work. And this was an area, and I know you know all three. So Tim Lopez with the American Family Insurance, and Gary Parker with Barbecue to You,
yes.
And Paige Schulte, the realtors in town who has done a lot of some of her own booklet is here, right?
Yeah.
So each of them are very community oriented, very selfless.
Yes,
I would say, don't you think?
Yes, that perfectly describes all three of them.
So, and they're just willing.
Yeah,
they're willing. When they see a need, they come in and they help you out like right away. You know, I can pick up a phone to probably any of them and just say, "Okay, here's what's going on," and it's like, "Okay, how much? What do you need?"
Yeah, and they're just
let's do this.
They're just there.
They're just there.
Yeah.
This one ended up in a tie as well.
Oh. Not surprising.
Not surprising, right?
Yeah.
And if it could have been a three-way, I think that it probably would have been close, but it was very close, but it ended up in a two-way with Tim Lopez and Gary Parker.
Oh, amazing. So, congratulations, Tim and Gary. Phenomenal.
So, I know.
We have the best community ever. I'm a little biased, I think, but.
I am too.
Yeah.
I say that all the time.
We really do have the best community, though, in the world.
I think so. And then Business of the Year, no surprise here. The Tim Lopez Agency was on there, Morso Bistro, and St. Anthony's Hospital.
Amazing.
So what? So we both know a lot about St. Anthony and Tim Lopez Agency, but I'm going to read to you the quote for Morso because I thought this was just so sweet. Morso is like Gig Harbor's best friend, consistently open, incredible service, and run by go-givers.
I love that.
Yeah. And they have a strong commitment to the Permission to Start Dreaming Foundation. So
I did not know that.
I was not aware of that either. But
two amazing organizations.
But makes sense.
Makes sense.
I think some of the PTSD Foundation's events have been catered by Morso. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen that a number of times. So it does make sense.
Puts the puzzle pieces together.
Yeah.
Love that.
So the winner, since I've been talking about them, I probably leaned in a little heavy on that one, so this is no surprise, Morso Bistro.
Oh, fantastic.
And they were super excited at the event, and they just...
I'm sure.
Yeah, they brought a whole table of people. And
congratulations, Morso. That's amazing.
Well deserved. Citizen of the Year is the final one that we give out. And this is... an award for the individual who's demonstrated unsurpassed commitment to serve the Gig Harbor community. Last year, Robin Denson was the winner, which was not a surprise. But this year, some of the nominees, this was tough as well. So Richard Pfeiffer, Timberland Bank.
Yeah.
He does a lot of work with the Downtown Waterfront Alliance, the Chamber, the city. And Rotary. Super involved.
Everywhere.
Super involved. Yeah. Gary Parker, also super involved everywhere, doing really good things. And then we had Stand Up for Schools.
Ah.
So SUP was in there. And the trio, I have to call this out, the trio of Deborah Krishna Dawson, Jennifer Butler, and Shauna Nash. Did you realize that they've been working with this effort for 7 years?
No.
It's been 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and it started, you know, to raise awareness for the levies and bonds that were coming up for the school district and other school type events. And so it's been, you know, it's been going on. So, and two out of the three of them have actually served on the school board.
Okay.
So kind of interesting. So out of those three, Stand Up for Schools was the winner.
Oh, congratulations.
So, and they were very instrumental in helping the latest levy pass.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, so that's our exciting news.
Oh, I love it. That's so fun. Yeah. So much fun. And I'm glad to hear you had such an amazing event, as always.
So many volunteers. And I mean, you have to thank all the sponsors and the donors for different experiences and whatnot. So it was fun.
Yeah. Exciting, yeah. Exciting. I was at the ocean, so I'm sorry I missed it.
I know.
But it was a family trip planned for a while, so next year.
Family comes first, always.
It does. I'll be there next year.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you so much again for joining me. This has been so wonderful, and so many congratulations to all the members of our community that were honored this last weekend, and we will continue honoring them. And thank you all for watching. Stay tuned for our local business spotlight. Welcome back to the Gigabyte Podcast. Each episode, we want to shine a spotlight on a local business and hear their story. Today, I'm happy to have Charlie of Lost Star Tabletop Gaming Outfitter join me. Welcome, Charlie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I've heard that you are one of the best kept secrets in Gig Harbor. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your business?
Yeah, absolutely. So my brother and I opened Lost Star Tabletop Gaming Outfitter in May the 4th of 2021. So he and I actually lost our careers during COVID. Mm. So he's with his company for 18 years and I was with mine for 17 years. And so it was kind of like, new career or dream job?
Yeah.
And my brother's been planning a game store for many, many years. And so this was kind of like the opportune moment to just kind of dive in. So it was either find a new career or dream job. And we both are like, we're doing
dream
it.
Job.
Dream job. So we just dove in. So to bring a game store to the harbor has been absolutely incredible. Growing up out here in the Key Peninsula and Gig Harbor, we've always had to go out to Bremerton or out to Tacoma, and there's never been a game shop like this in the harbor. So to finally bring one here is just amazing because it's just building the community and getting gamers together and giving a safe place for everyone to come and just kind of hang out and loiter at our store and have fun. So
I love that. I love that so much. So where are you located?
So downtown, I love that we're downtown because it's just the feel and the vibe. And we are currently under Bella Femina. So we're downstairs. So you're kind of like going into a dungeon, which makes it even better for the game shop.
How
fun.
Yeah.
Just right on the walk. And it's just, I love that we're downtown.
Yeah.
We get to join up with the Downtown Waterfront Alliance and do all the fun activities for the community and stuff like that. So whether it be Chop the Walk events or the parade or the sipping strolls or the cookie strolls, and all of that, just being able to participate even more in the community and being a community store, it makes it phenomenal. So couldn't ask for a better location.
I love that. And you have unique hours. What are your hours?
Yeah. So currently we are closed Mondays and Tuesdays just because of traffic flow and stuff just being a little slow, but we do open that up during the summertime. But right now during like winter and fall hours, we're open Wednesdays through Sundays.
Okay.
Wednesdays only open from 11 to 5, Thursday through Saturday, 12 to 8, and then 11 to 6 on Sundays.
Great. So can you tell me a little bit about your game selection and also your customers? Is this for children, adults, both?
Everybody. That's what's the best thing about it is whether you're new to gaming or a veteran to gaming, it's for everyone. We have all kinds of games. So from RPGs, which is role-playing games, so like Dungeons and Dragons, Pathfinder, Starfinder, even ones that we all enjoy, like Doctor Who, RPGs and things like that. We also do board games. We do TCGs, which is collectible card games. So kids loving the Pokemon right now.
Yeah.
We have the Pokemon, Magic the Gathering every Friday night. We have Friday Night Magic. And it's literally for everyone. And that's what's so great is when you see these tables, there could be a 9-year-old on the table with a 60-year-old on the table, and they're playing together.
Multi-generational.
Yes. And it's great because it's we have competitive, we have cooperative games. And so to see them strategizing together or just playing together and just having that positive atmosphere and having it be that safe place for literally anybody, it is amazing just to see it on the table. So
that's so exciting. I love that. Is there anything special that or unique that you would like our audience to know about you or your future customers?
Just to get back at the table and get back to face to face with people. I think that's something that's been huge for us, especially after COVID and all the screen time that we've all had.
Yeah.
I think we're a little bit done with screens.
I am.
And kids not even knowing their friends laugh or something because they're using emojis.
Yeah.
So to have this, be able to have a face-to-face connection with people again, to feel just that presence and just to be able to gather and actually have something that's community-bound and community-driven. Like all of our games are run by volunteers. Every day we're open, we have games going on. So volunteers that's running
phenomenal.
Games. So we have teachers, therapists, other gamers, just young kids coming in and saying, I want to volunteer my time to run a game table and be down here is just, it's phenomenal.
Are you looking for volunteers now?
Always. Okay. Always wanting Amazing. Volunteers on the tables to run games and do board game demos and stuff like that. But that's just what makes it special and so just a special fun. Place for everyone.
So fun. Thank you again, Charlie, for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
And thank you all again for watching, for tuning in. We will see you next time when we dive in and take another bite.
Thank you.